The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is the way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
We invite you to listen to a short speech by Brother Muhammad Helli.
Respected scholars, elders, sisters, and brothers, salamun alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Does the Holy Prophet of Islam make errors and mistakes in his personal life and in dealing with matters not related to religion? When it comes to the subject of the illustrious life and the biography of the greatest human being, Rasul al-A'zam wa Nabi al-Akram Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
There's no doubt there isn't a single human being like the Holy Prophet. What a man the Prophet of Islam indeed was. A person that indeed continues to be today the inspiration for hundreds of millions to observe and to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An individual who today is the role model and exemplar for so many human beings throughout history. And when we look at the world today, when we see so many Muslims, it all started with one man. This human being is truly exceptional, is truly a wonderful individual that you and I are indeed proud to be called Muhammadi. People who are associated with this great individual. I tell you, you look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses his prophets. When he addresses his prophets, he mentions them by name. For example, he says, Ya Isa. He says, Ya Musa. He says, Ya Ibrahim. There isn't a single instance in the Quran where Allah says, Ya Muhammad. Every time the Quran says, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, Ya Ayyuhan Rasul. Why? Allah is saying the level of the Holy Prophet of Islam is another level. I address him by what? What I have bestowed upon him. And that is the fact that he is a prophet and he's a messenger. And the other prophets are great. But the Holy Prophet of Islam is definitely the greatest. And that's why you find that he has this special position, this special status within the religion of Islam, one that you and I have been told and taught throughout our lives. And indeed, we have to be also grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being individuals who are the followers of this great individual. Sometimes we take it for granted. You and I may take it lightly that we are the followers of the Prophet of Islam, that we have grown to love this holy individual, to follow him, to indeed emulate and to look at his practices and to practice whatever we can. There's no doubt that there is a great need for gratitude for you and I, for he, this great individual, shed tears for you and I. Because the narration says when he was sitting with his companions, he would cry. They would say to him, Ya Rasulullah, why are you crying? He would say, I wish I can meet my brothers. They say, surely we are your brothers. He said, no, my brothers and sisters are those that come after me, believe in me, yet they have never seen me. This is an honor for you and I to indeed become those who are Muhammadi, following in the footsteps of this great human being, Rasul al-A'zam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Having said this, you would expect that the best human being and the greatest and the one that is inspiring the world's largest growing religion today had a last few days which are deserving of his personality and character. When we examine history and the biography of the Holy Prophet, we find that the last few days of the life of the illustrious Prophet of Islam was not something that many would expect to see or hear, no doubt. There are a number of things that happen in the last few days of the life of the Messenger of God that today our hearts are broken for. When he requests a pen and paper, he is told that you have become delirious. When he sends an army towards the Roman Byzantines, headed by Usama ibn Zayd, many companions refuse. When he appoints his successor, the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed, people turn against him. The realization, therefore, is that those few days towards the end of the life of this great individual demonstrated a problem that existed in society, and one that you and I need to discuss today. That is in relation to whether the Prophet of Islam makes mistakes or errors outside the fold of his tabligh and the dissemination and the spreading of the teachings of the religion of Islam. What do you mean? The idea today that exists is what? Is that the belief in the ismah of the Holy Prophet is a subject that has been discussed extensively between Muslim scholars for 1400 years, no doubt. Yet today there exists a rising call to re-evaluate and to re-examine the subject, particularly in the dimension of the life of the Holy Prophet of Islam that is not related to him teaching people Islam.
Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habiballah, Ya Nabiyallah, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habiballah.
The first thing that we have to recognize is that the word isma means error-free, sinlessness. It is not infallibility. Infallibility means unable to err. Whereas the belief in the Islamic theological system is that the Anbiya and the Imma within the school of Ahlul Bayt, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam themselves, are able to err, but they never do or never think of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them divine knowledge, this divine grace, that they're able to see the ramifications and the consequences of sinning. No doubt we need to make sure that the terminology used is correct. Someone asks, but can you make it easier for me? Shah Ramadan. Shah Ramadan, you and I are fasting. Most of us, when we're alone and there's no one watching, and perhaps there is a delicious meal that we love in front of us, let's say mandazi, yes? Something that you love in front of you. There is nobody watching. How do you feel? You will not eat it because you know Allah is watching. There is a degree of isma in your life. You're not going to commit that sin. Nobody's watching, yes? You are holding yourself from the breaking of the fast in the month of Ramadan, despite the temptation to do so. The Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam, yes, are able to commit sins, but they don't. Yes, the Quran tells us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs the Holy Prophet, Ya ayyuha Rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, wa in lam taf'al, fama ballaghta risalata. Allah gives the Prophet a choice on the day of Ghadir. He says, deliver the message, but if you don't, everything will be nullified. The reason why Allah says to him, you don't, is because the Prophet had a choice. If the Prophet had no choice, Allah would not say to him, and if you don't. Therefore, it is what? It is within our aqidah and belief that the Ahlul Bayt alayhum salam are able to sin, but they never even think about sinning. Just like how sometimes we, in a much lesser degree, in the month of Ramadan, we don't even think about breaking our fast. It doesn't even come to our minds.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali Hakimun Mati. Muhammad, ya mu'minin, sallu alayhi.